I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. The state police says it's prioritizing its huge backlog in DNA testing. Several grieving relatives told a Senate panel they've been waiting months for crime scene results. Robin Woolery with the State Police Forensic Sciences Command says there are more than 5,000 pending DNA cases.
The first thing I'd like to say is the families have my sincere condolences. My mother's heart as a mother goes out to them. We have a lot to do. We have a large backlog we need to address, and we're going to do everything we can to meet that.
The state police says it plans to hire more people, implement automated testing, and create an online portal where sexual assault survivors can track the progress of their DNA kits. But ISP also says getting the backlog under control could take years. Meanwhile, Governor J.B. Pritzker and the Illinois State Police are reminding motorists to observe the move-over law. 14 state police officers or their vehicles have been struck in roadside crashes this year. That's nearly double last year's total. The law requires motorists approaching vehicles along the roadside to slow down and change lanes to provide more space. The 14 incidents include the January death of 34-year-old Christopher Lambert. In other news, State Representative Carol Ammons is sponsoring a bill that would eliminate the electronic monitoring of those who've completed their prison sentences. Lee Gaines has more.
There are about 2,400 people on electronic monitors in Illinois. The devices track whether or not people are inside of their homes. When imposed as a condition of parole, advocates for reform say electronic monitoring prevents people from getting jobs, going to medical appointments, and other activities crucial to their reintegration in society. That's why Ammons, an Urbana Democrat, says change is necessary.
We are looking at saving the department the resources that we spend $6 million plus dollars a year for a cohort of people who have completed their sentence.
That's Ammons speaking on the 21st show. The state's Prisoner Review Board currently decides who gets put on electronic monitors, except in cases where the law requires it. I'm Lee Gaines.
The House Judiciary Committee is scheduled to vote on Ammons' bill this afternoon. Voters in a Kankakee County village are considering air conditioning for public schools. A $10 million plan includes AC in Bradley School District 61. The superintendent says the heat in elementary schools can be intolerable. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Southern Illinois University Carbondale's provost and vice chancellor for academic affairs, Mira Komaraju, met with students this week in an effort to address their questions regarding the university. WSIU's Amelia Blakely was there.
Student trustee Breon Lockett hosted the conversation in which students like Lisa Clayton asked Komaraju what the administration was doing to recruit faculty of color.
Every effort is being made not only to recruit like where you place the ads, but to place them in ads where people from a wide variety of backgrounds can see the ads.
Graduate student Yaya Heller pushed the administration to support LGBTQ and Latina students by hiring faculty who reflect those qualities. Associate Provost for Academic Programs, Lizette Chevalier, says as a lesbian, she is not a stranger to that concept.
I've always, always encouraged that when we do these searches, we don't leave these searches in a silo.
The next campus conversation is April 1st. This is WSIU, and I'm Amelia Blakely.
Illinoisans are generally behind the recent approved minimum wage increase. The poll of 1,000 potential voters earlier this month by the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute indicates fairly solid support for a wage hike across the state. Institute polling director Charles Leonard says support is the highest in Chicago at 81%. Downstate support polled at 48%. He says that's a bit surprising considering a call for a two-tiered wage hike because of living expenses that are less outside the city of Chicago and its surrounding areas. I'm Jennifer Fuller.